Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollerin, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm Bobby Marcheso, and you're listening to Psychic Viewpoint, all sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. This evening, we're going to be talking about the ancient power of your birthday with special guest Thomas Popey. Now, before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-host, Maureen, for one. Hello, Maureen. And I think I think it's Poppy. I just pronounced his name wrong right off the top of the show.
Yeah, just like my name is Maureen and not Maureen.
Maureen. I think it depends on what side of the states you're from. Don't you
or
agree?
Parallel universe. That's my new thing tonight. So you'll be
is that your new thing?
Yeah.
Sorry. Parallel universes.
I'm going to torment you with it all night.
So tell everybody who's listening all about yourselves.
Okay, it all started in 1945.
Oh,
we have
no.
About a half.
Oh,
okay, no. My name is exactly what it is, Maureen, and I work with all these my lovely two tonight co-hosts at PsychicAccess.com, and I am an empath, psychic, clairvoyant. What you can put in all those words, but I utilize the tarot, numerology, astrology, and I do my work, and I. Must and I enjoy it. I like it, and it's difficult sometimes, but it's what I must do. There you have
must.
It.
You must.
I do. Must. I must.
Very good. I'll actually be filling in for Steve. Tonight, we also have my special co-host, Steve. Hi, Steve. Hello, Bobby. How are you? I'm good. How's it been going? Well, it's good. I'm one of the best mediums there is, I tell you. All right, that's not. We won't.
That was very good, Steve. Thank
that
you.
That was Bobby channeling Steve.
No,
but he forgot that you have to put the part about his cat in there. So.
Oh, right. Boiling an egg and petting my cat.
Steve's probably going to listen to this and he's well, hi, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's all in love, Steve. And speaking of which, let's bring in Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Greetings.
Lady, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm,
just,
what else
I'm
can
just,
I say? Just peachy. Well, I work with you two lovely people and Steve, whose presence is here, but he's not actually here.
He's in England, isn't he?
He's in England, that brat. I want to be in England.
I know. Good
transportation.
I want to eat some Indian food in England. Some curry.
So you have used a phrase about what you do that I hadn't heard before until I met you, which is a predictive psychic. I mean, it makes sense. I just hadn't heard the two together necessarily like that.
Yes, I'm a predictive psychic, which means I specialize in dates, times, and places, predictions. I'm pretty straightforward, old school psychic. Crystal ball, tarot, playing cards, and I work on PsychicAccess.com.
Very nice. All right. Thank you so much. So we might as well just get started with Thomas Popey. He's the author of more than 20 books, and he's actually an Aikido master, which resonates with me because I have a black belt in Aikido. His wife, Johanna, Thomas has been co-authoring 9 books, including several bestsellers that have made just valuable knowledge available to all the general public. And that's what we're going to be discussing this evening. Please welcome to the show, Thomas Popey. Hi, Thomas.
Hello, everybody, and good evening from downstate New York.
How are you? Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, I'm super fine, and I'm really looking forward to talk with you. And if it's only for brushing up my English, which sometimes sags, I noticed recently.
Does it sometimes? Mine does, too, and I've been here, you know, all my life. I was born in America, so, yeah.
Oh, God.
You'll be in good company. It'll be all right.
Okay.
You're an Aikido master. I love that. How long have you been practicing?
For almost 12 years, until we moved to a city where I couldn't find a good teacher. And to find a good Aikido teacher, you will know, probably the first one to know, is very difficult. Most of them want to boost your ego. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for a teacher who helped me to really get into the philosophy of it, and I found one. He Brilliant. Hails from Sicily, of all places, but he was a great guy.
You know, I actually, my first one was brilliant. He was exactly that way. One of the things, I started back when Steven Seagal's movie, his very first movie, Above the Law, came out, and that's when I was mesmerized, like the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. And I fell into it. It was in Denver, and I noticed within the first 6 months that we lost probably 80% of our class, because all our teacher would do was go into the philosophy, and we were learning basic moves. Everybody wanted to come in and just kick butt. But everybody left when they found out we were still practicing basics, falls and tumbles and things like that, you know. Right. So I was quite lucky to be with him. And like I said, that was quite a while ago. So, yeah, I love that in your biography.
I remember one sentence from him. He said, true Aikido is when the fighting starts and you have already switched to another cafe.
Oh, yes. Mine said almost the same thing. Like, instead of walking, you're walking down a sidewalk, and instead of walking through the three or four guys, you just cross the street and walk on the other side. I love the way that you just put yours, though. I love that. Yeah. That's great. Well, this should be very fascinating. I have never heard of this. Obviously, I've heard about your birthday and the power that it has in that, and of course different philosophies and different cultures. This is the year of the dragon. I happen to be a dragon.
Me too.
And then other powerful numerology and things like that when you put your dates together. But this is, tell me in the way that this, what is being called the code, mm-hmm. tell me how this differs, I guess, from numerology and the different links that it has. Is that a fair question?
Yes and no. The thing is that it's a very exotic aspect of the knowledge that Johanna, my wife, has grown up with. And if everybody in the audience probably will know the movie Sound of Music, and maybe has seen Life of Maria. And then you have an impression of how Johanna grew up. She grew up in a mountain farmer's family. And there were always like 20, 30 people under one roof. And these farmers, and especially her grandfather, they adhered to an ancient tome of knowledge, of which the code was one aspect. Now, this aspect was so secretive, as it were, that Johanna to this day doesn't remember how she learned it. She grew up with it like a fish with water, and it wasn't talked about, it wasn't discussed in the family at all.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you wanted to say something?
No, I was just going to, because you're talking about it, but I thought, it was passed down, but they kept mm-hmm. it a secret in her family
This aspect of, as I said, we have written almost 10 books now on her knowledge, and 5 more are coming, and The Code is one of those books. This aspect wasn't talked about. And to this day, I have a little bit difficulty finding out why, but a major reason was that the church, the Catholic Church, was and is still boss in the Austrian Alps, and they would have declared this knowledge superstition, paganism, whatever, and this family would have been shunned. I myself... You have to imagine, I was living already for years and years with Johanna, and I didn't know that she knows that. And until one day when I was a little bit desperate about what I regarded as an insensitive behavior of one of my daughters towards the other one, when Johanna mentioned, just, you know, without putting too much stress on it, she said, well, you shouldn't be surprised if you look at her numbers. And I stopped. Do you mean? So back to your question, numerology, astrology, I personally, I didn't have a frame of reference of what happened after that one sentence. I had to really literally almost squeeze it out from Johanna. She was so not reluctant, but for her it was so foreign, the concept that now she has to talk about it. Now, she always knew it. She always practiced it. She worked, for example, with kids who were, you call it today, mentally challenged. And from her birthday, she immediately saw what was necessary for them. Or another example, at the age of 10 or even earlier, she already had to go to neighbors to babysit the kids, to neighboring farmers. Right. And she, without exception, knew before she went over the birth dates of the kids. And from that knowledge, she knew what to do to bring them to bed peacefully. She knew that if one kid has a lot of twos and sevens in its birthday, that kid had to be chased around the house three times before it went to bed without resistance.
That's very helpful information.
Indeed. And this, to sum it up, from the birthday of a person, if you give me your birthday, I can say something about the basic talents, the basic what you have in your blood, capacities, directions that you are born with. And you have that, and it's a promise that you have it, if we talk a little bit about the numbers later on.
Absolutely.
It's a definite promise, and if you don't discover yourself, if I, for example, say 2 and 7 in your birthday, that equals joy in movement and passion and temperament. If you don't feel yourself like that, if you have the feeling that you're a couch potato and you'll never get up, this is simply not true. You have it in your blood, and you pay a price for not living that gift, as it were.
Wow. So. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. You have to discover that power inside of you so that you know that you can do it. It's like doing what we do. I'm a psychic medium. And if you don't, some people think it's boastful or prideful to acknowledge that you have that particular type of gift or talent. But yet you have to recognize it so that it becomes a lot stronger so that you can do what it is you're supposed to do. And it sounds like that's kind of what you're saying with the same aspects of your birth date,
Doug,
and power that's inside of you.
Modesty can go, should go only so and so far. If it goes beyond the point where you have a talent and you are meant to live it, and you have gotten it as a gift from whatever you call it, God, this central spirit or whatever, and that's almost a crime. I mean,
it's very true. I mean, we run across people like that all the time. Obviously, I think that's one of the things that I know. I believe in doing that when I'm doing readings or sitting down with a client. It's not about just getting psychic answers for me. It's always about trying to point out the potentiality that a person has, and also the way to get the answers themselves. Don't just listen to me because here's the answer. I want you to feel what it's like to have the answer also. What does that feel like inside of you? And you have to point out that if I didn't, you know, from a bigger aspect, don't you? You have to look at someone and see the potential in them and then have them come to realize it. And it sounds like that's kind of what this falls along.
I agree 100%, and that's also how we have written that book. We made it possible for the reader to look at himself, as if he looks into the mirror, and then he says, "Oh, that sounds familiar. When I was very very small, I had those tendencies, I had those dreams, but."
Right.
I gave them up because for whatever, for the zeitgeist, for parents, for teachers, for the media, for the peers, I wanted to be liked. I wanted to be like them. And in trying to be like them, I forgot that was one of the directions that I really, really wanted to go with all my heart. Now, reading that book at any age can bring you back to that memory, and also can remind you of the fact that there is something that deserves development. And it's not necessarily a revolution in your everyday life. It's just a reminder. And then after you've read about that, you can do with it whatever you like. You can just as well look at those gold nuggets that you just uncovered and put them back into the basement. There is really, that's up to you. It's your choice. We never try to raise a finger or preach or try to convince. We just offer something.
I like that. I've always loved that because I've always considered that to be different from what it is that we do as compared to maybe some various religions that are always trying to, they're out there with leaflets, are always trying to pull you into the religion. And I've always considered just like uncovering and letting a person know, here's the thing, and this is you, and this is your potential, and here's what you've got, and here's your true self. Like what you said, you can take that and do whatever you will. I just pointed the way. You'll either go down the path or you won't. And
the thing is, I love how your book also
follows that philosophy.
Right. True. I think it's very simple. If you preach and try to convince almost in a violent way, this points to your own personal insecurity.
Yes.
Very simple. And if you know something, as opposed to assuming or believing, if you know something, there is no need ever to fight for it, to really try impose it on somebody.
And that's right there where the Aikido just came in. Exactly. I just felt that inside of you. Yeah. You were just talking the exact same philosophy of Aikido.
Yeah, exactly. I learned a little bit from it.
Very nice, Thomas. You know, I so far what you're saying just sounds amazing because, you know, it's not, like you said, it's more of a remembering. We get so lost in our perceptions and concepts that are based on other people's perceptions and concepts and judgments and opinions that we forget all of this stuff, and it does seem lost. So anything that jars that true self-knowledge, that little memory that we have, can be very insightful. So tell me about, let's go back just a little bit with the code and how this came to be. From what I understand, this is from a lineage, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing correctly, but Tyrolean?
Tyrolean, yeah. Tyrol is a part of Austria. It's the Alpine part of Austria. And it's, as I said, there were mountain farmers. And mountain farmers, they live in a very harsh environment. And they, because of that, they develop a very high sensitivity to material things, to mental things, and they reach a point where they feel any impact from outside. They feel immediately what the value of it is, because it's either weakening or strengthening. Right. Just to give you an example,
I was just agreeing with you, saying right, yeah, it's okay. Anything is impactful. There's a disturbance in the force, right? They know about it.
Exactly, true. And that was one of the reasons why, for example, this family had meat on their tables only on Sundays, because of the weakening effect of meat. And on Sundays they could afford it because nobody worked on Sundays. So. And the code, again, was an aspect of how to be as economical as possible with the resources at hand. And the code told these people immediately in what way to support a child. You may have heard the old dictum that the farm, when its parents pass it on, it always goes to the eldest son. Not in this family. It may have gone to the youngest daughter because she has the right numbers for bringing this enterprise farm to success in the future. And from the numbers, you can see that immediately. You can see if somebody is born for the artistic, for the emotional side of living, more for the music, more for healing. And you can see also if somebody's more into the materialistic side, into a drive for success and good feeling for numbers. You can see that immediately.
Wow. You could plant your whole family. You would almost preset and be able to see, like you said, their strengths, and it would help a parent connect with that and encourage and that type of growth.
Yeah, we had exactly an example like that. And one of Johanna's lectures, a lady came to her afterwards, and she was really in a desperate situation with her family, and they had a farm too. And the son who was supposed to take over was 21, And he was very much into music. He was in the local band. And he was really, really reluctant to say yes. And there was one daughter at that time when we met that lady. That daughter was 12. And she had the perfect numbers. And the lady said, oh, yes, now that you say that, she was with me in the stables from like age 3. And she always accompanied me and she kept asking questions. And if we all die now, I would have the feeling that the farm is in good hands, even though she's just 12 years old. And we just told her, see?
I love that. That's so just, I feel such a stillness or such a restfulness in that.
It is. I tell you, the restfulness has a very, very simple reason too, apart from, of course, my funny character after 60 years. The restfulness comes from this stuff works. It's not based on research. It's not based on assumptions, theories, philosophies. It just simply works. You just have to look at it, be a little bit honest with yourself and with what you see, you have to trust your observations, your experience, and that's it. That's the only prerequisite. The rest, we give just a little bit of information. Doesn't cost much. The book costs, I don't know how much here in America, I think $15 or something, and that's it. You do not need more. And that goes for all of our books. We offer a very old system of knowledge that is absolutely timeless. And the future will force us to go back to these types of knowledge. And we always say, why not make the first steps voluntarily? It's much more fun.
Much more fun. And it's absolute. It's back to the basics, which is what I think a lot of people need to get back to nowadays.
Yep.
What I want to get just off topic briefly. Earlier, you had mentioned that they only had food on they had food on the tables, but they only had meat on Sundays because they could afford it. But you had said something that meat was weakening, and one of my co-hosts was asking about that and what you had meant by that. How is meat that weakening again, to the system?
Yeah, that again is nothing new. There are hundreds and hundreds of studies out there talking about the effects of animal protein on our system. This family had milk, they had cows, they had all kinds of animals, they had pigs, chicken. They never drank milk because of they said it weakens the joints, it weakens the bones. And that's something, as a mountain farmer family, you feel that immediately. They had milk only to make butter, because butter is essential, but not for all of mankind, only for half of it. There are two different nutritional types, but that's now a little bit complicated to go into. Our website says a little bit more about that.
Sure, okay.
So they didn't drink milk. They avoided it. They didn't have yogurt. They had no dairy on their table except using milk in the cake. Now, to make it very simple, I do not want to talk you anybody into that. It's a question of personal experience. Just live without animal protein of any source for 7 days. It must be exactly 7 days. You will get withdrawal symptoms on the third day. You will have a headache, whatever. After 7 days, your body reverts back to a little bit more natural state and trusts you a little bit more. And from then on, you will have the personal experience of that weakening effect by yourself personally. And symptom number one is feeling tired after eating. Without exception, everybody who feels tired after eating has eaten something that does not agree with him. Doctors will tell us that this is absolutely normal. It's not. It's a total lie. It's just that everybody feels tired after eating these days because of what we get on our tables. There's not much on it that is really in a very natural and enlivening and energizing state that we get on our tables. So it's just a question of try it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it.
Nice. I love that philosophy as well. You and I get along just fine, Thomas. I love that. So
let's find something that we can fight about, okay?
I can't. I'll be in another cafe, Thomas.
Right, true.
So was this difficult? It sounds like when you were talking about your wife, Johanna, and how everything was kind of kept secret, like you said, and especially in in old days, you know, that people were right. maybe persecuted or, you know, this was quite hidden. Was it difficult to get her to open up about this and finally share this with everyone, write a book about it?
You are a psychic, and let me give you a piece of information.
Okay.
When Johanna went into this learning situation with her grandfather, she was exactly 1 year old. At the age of one, in that family, a baby had to move from the mother's side to the father's side for another year. And after the second year, they went up to the rooms of the other kids. Now, Johanna started to scream at when she had to switch over to the father's side. So they put her into grandfather's room, because for farmers to have a screaming baby, that's a no-no, because they have to need their sleep.
Right.
They put her into grandfather's room because grandfather was deaf. He didn't hear a word. So from the age of one to the age of 14, Johanna went into this apprenticeship, as it were, with somebody who couldn't talk. Because of that, she started from day one to talk with him, to communicate on a level that you are familiar with, dear right. Doug.
Wow.
So that answers also the question that many journalists asked us, how can it be that you've written so many books about the knowledge that a little girl at the age of 1 to 14 has acquired? Well, that's easy. If you live in that kind of closeness with somebody, you learn a whole bunch. And as I said, 10 books we've written, there are 5 more are coming, and I think it's going to be even more than that.
That's very exciting.
My personal difficulty was to translate that knowledge into, because for her, it was fish with water. It was totally taken for granted. And if it's for her, we wouldn't have written 10 books. We would have written one, and that one would have been very, very short.
Yeah.
But my art was to live it, to experience it, to experience that it works, even in a city setting. And then to translate it into a language that everybody can understand. And today our books sell 20 million. They're translated into 24 languages. I must have done something right in this translation work.
Maybe, Thomas, maybe.
And also, to this day, we have received some 180,000 letters, emails in the last 20 years, because 91 was the day when we published our first book. And about 20 of them were negative.
Oh, no, really? Oh, yeah, yes. I mean, you understand you're going to get a little bit of negativity, I guess. But, I mean, that's not bad. That's
well,
like less
20,
than...
20 is not bad. And why?
That's not bad.
Because we do not fight. We do not try to exert direct influence. I write for friends. That's what I always say. I write for my best friend, and my best friend doesn't fight with me. He just wants to know what's going on.
Wow. I like that. Very nice. Very nice. So with these birthday numbers, integrating the power of the numbers, and if it's all right, we're going to, not right now, but we'll go into a little bit of a commercial break here soon. And then after we get back, maybe we can talk a little bit more. I think my co-hosts are very eager to find out what brief things you might have to say about their birthday numbers. If you don't,
right on.
They're like little kids with candy. You know, they want to know. So,
I'm all for it.
It would be wonderful. So, but with corresponding the birthday numbers and colors. And then from what I understand, there's also a birthday wheel and it tells you how to find the balance and harmony and like we had talked about earlier, some of the talents and strengths, weaknesses, and what to do with those, what to nurture and what to maybe not pay so much attention to, correct?
Yeah. It's all up to your own decision. To put it roughly, there are two different possibilities to work with your own numbers. And one of them is you can look at them and you can say, well, that's my setup. Those are my strengths, and let's develop them as much as possible. But you also can say, let's find out what happens if I become complete and look at all those numbers that are missing from my birthday and see what's hidden there? What are the strengths and what are the weaknesses there? What are the capacities that I can develop? For example, if the number 4 is missing from your birth date, that means that sometimes you have 2 left hands when it comes to working with repairing things. And
Oh, I have a 4 in my birthday and I have trouble repairing things and putting things together. Then, at Christmas time, it's my wife who puts everything together for the kids. I can't.
You have a 4 missing from your birthday. Then if you put your mind to it and you start working with it, you will discover the joy of it. You try to put models together or whatever. And once you discovered it, everything will just flow. It will be easy for you. Everybody who has a number 4 on his birthday and is asked to build a house with his own hands, he will manage and he will succeed.
That's just the way it is, right?
Absolutely.
Was it also passed down from the lineage about the corresponding colors, or is that newer information?
No. That was also passed down. I asked Johanna what were the earliest memories that you had when it comes to this code, and she said, I remember that my older brother, for example, when he had a difficult test at school, at elementary school, and he was really, really shy, and the color that was missing from his birthday was red. He didn't have a 2 and a 7 in his birthday. 2 and 7 are associated with the color red. Then there was a little piece of paper next to his breakfast table, a red paper, and the number 2 and 7 written on it.
Oh, goodness.
And that piece of paper, he knew he was supposed to pick it up and put it somewhere in a pocket and bring that to school, because that would help him develop the self-confidence and bring the self-confidence for this one occasion. So the colors were part and parcel from the beginning.
And he just carried them. He just put them in his pocket and carried them with him.
Yeah, because that's enough. The color vibration works even when you don't see the object.
Absolutely. I think it's the same way with crystals, isn't it? Things that people Absolutely. Will carry crystals in their pocket or around their neck on a necklace.
Yeah, a piece of red quartz would have done exactly the same job.
Nice.
Rose
That's very
quartz,
fascinating.
I think it's called.
Mm. Well, I think we're going to take just a little bit of a commercial break. I'm getting a hold of my producer, and it's just going to be very, very quick, and then I want to come back and talk more about also the cycles of the moon and lunar calendar and that type of thing and see about living in accordance with some of that. And then, like I say, it's for my coworkers. I'm not excited about it at all, Thomas. I just want to make that clear. It's just
So you have 2 or 3 hours time now, okay?
So, yeah. Right. All right. So, listen, we're going to be back in just a few moments. Everyone, we're talking with Thomas Poppy. Talking about the ancient power of your birthday. If you have not yet been to his website, it's www.birthdaycode.com. You can get in on what it is we're talking about. We're going to finish up our conversation here after this commercial break. Stay with us.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing, and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
And welcome back, everyone, to Psychic Access. I'm Bobby Marqueso. Thanks for joining us. And with us, we also have Lady Brenda and my co-host, Maureen. Steve, over across the pond just now, he's in England and not joining us this evening. But our special guest tonight is Thomas Poppy, and we're talking about the ancient power of your birthday, where this has all come down. It's very fascinating. And now we're going to find out more about how this can impact and help you to not only live your life, find your strengths, your weaknesses, what to focus on, and then how to improve those. The fascinating story of just now talking about carrying, if you're missing red from your birth date and from your numbers, corresponding colors, how you can just carry that in your pocket, and that vibration helps to kind of fill in the gaps a little bit and help you with that, gain maybe a little bit more confidence. Thomas, would you say, I was just getting ready to say, and I didn't want to speak out of turn, but I was just thinking, for whatever reason, if somebody's going on a job interview and they happen to need a little bit more confidence, would carrying a red piece of paper or red cloth or something like that in their pocket, do you think that would help with something? I don't know why that just hit me.
I just imagine that happens with somebody who has the twos and sevens in his birthday. And then he even adds the red to this capacity of his that is already existing. He may be a little bit overwhelming. He may overdo it. And the interviewer may say, oh, great, this guy is super, but probably a little bit too much for our company.
So you might need to carry blue or something. Calm yourself down
exactly.
A little bit.
Exactly. You may need to carry something that completes you and also gives you a good feeling for the necessities of the moment, because you may have great ideas, but also there is something like a necessity. And if your intuition tells you, okay, with this interviewer, I probably reduce speed a little bit and show him that I'm a sensible and reliable, trustworthy person instead of, you know, like with temperament. And then that helps if you carry those colors that complete you and that give you a little bit more intuition.
Absolutely. And again, all very, very helpful. Depending on, like you said, whichever one's missing, whichever it is that you might need to do. And like you said, it's very important that with any work, and I know with a lot of the tools and workshops that I do as well, you have to be honest with yourself. And if you know you have a tendency to be a little, you know, and you need to calm down a little bit, this can be, I think that this all could be very, very helpful. Tell me about coordinating this with or corresponding with moon cycles and the lunar calendar and things like that, and how important this type of work is with that as well.
The code and the fact that each number of your birthday says something about capacities, that's, as it were, a pillar of the knowledge that this family had. But to now build a bridge to the lunar calendar is a little bit difficult, because the lunar calendar for this family was a life and death tool. Without it, they couldn't have survived. And when I met Johanna some almost 25 years ago for the first time, I was a writer. I was trained in academic thinking. I was a city dweller, and now I had this nature child opposite of me telling me about planting according to lunar rhythms and harvesting and making jam and pickles at the right time so that they do not grow stale. And I thought, Jesus. Skepticism welled up in me. And then I remembered that skepticism comes from the Greek word skepsis, and skepsis is nothing else but thinking things through to the end. So my skepticism mixed with my curiosity. And curiosity told me, aha, now this lady tells me that adhering to this knowledge was a matter of life and death. So there must be something to it. Let's give it a shot.
Why not? Right? What have you got to lose?
She gave me homework. Yeah, she said right away, I'm looking for a writer to help me put that into writing, because I'm sitting on a pile of invitations to lecture about 350 high, and I want to have that pile reduced. So I want to write it down, and I don't want a ghostwriter. I want somebody who knows what he's talking about, because then the energy is different.
It is, isn't it? It's always different, and people can tell. Sometimes they don't think they know they can tell, but they can tell.
Yep, that's true. And some of the books I regret to say that I've written before I met Johanna were exactly of that type. Mm. And I remember, today I was lucky. Because imagine I would be successful with something that I've just researched together. That doesn't work. That would have been really bad. Okay, so I did that homework in the space of half a year, and everything worked, and with one exception, and that exception was Johanna told me later that she just tested me. If I would have told her that worked too, then she would have known that I'm not the right person to write with her.
Wow. And she's very honest.
Oh God. Imagine,
Did I just pull a thread there, Thomas?
living with somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you work with her, you live with her, you have kids with her, and she's honesty incarnated. That's very difficult for somebody who grew up very German, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Oh my gosh, you poor guy. No. So was that your original fascination with Aikido? You were going to learn to take on your wife after that? You're like, I need something to protect myself.
No, the initial fascination was an experience I had while playing handball. Handball in Germany, you know, it's a very, very tough sport, almost bordering on the ice hockey toughness.
Yeah.
And one day, one of my opponents used a super trick and I clapped. I clapped in admiration. And my coach saw that and he immediately benched me.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's not what they want to see.
Then I realized I have lost my winning spirit. I have to find something else.
Wow. Yeah, amazing. And
for me, Aikido was a revelation.
It completely changed my life around. Or I want to say that's the kind of the beginning of more of my spiritual path was back in the early, when I was in my early 20s, that was the beginning of my Zen look on life and just really, really kind of let down. And it was amazing. But yeah, your wife is very smart in that way about picking out who writes with her. Like you said, like having a ghostwriter. I do. I live in Hollywood in California. And, you know, when you're doing voiceovers and things like that and writing for other people, you have to, like you said, the audience knows if they're listening to just somebody speak a book, or somebody who speaks a book because they are familiar with the contents, you know, and have actually lived it. There's just a huge difference there. And it's so important to get the right vibration out there.
Absolutely.
And I think that
at
you
least,
guys have done an
at
amazing
least you
job at
act
that.
As a magnet. At least you act as a kind of a, if you work honestly and if you work, write an honest book, you attract the right kind of readership. And that's something I'm really happy about because I can relate to my own people. It's just super.
Absolutely. So are you ready to
oh, yeah.
I think because this is so different, that's why I think that we're all excited to hear what it is that you have to say. If we could just do a couple of them, Thomas, that would be awesome.
I have 20 co-hosts that would like to have their birthday. Maybe a good idea to go through all the numbers, just breeze through it. Is that okay?
Okay. No, absolutely. You take charge of this. Absolutely.
Okay. So what doesn't count in a birthday is the 1 and the 9 from the 1900, or the 2 and the 0 if a kid was born in the 2000s. So that 1 and 9, the millennium and the century doesn't count. All the other numbers count from the day, from the month, and from the year, and from the decade you were born in. So if you have a 1 and or a 6 in your birthday, that means you are never going to retire. You are somebody who is curious by nature and who has a vision and a drive for moving towards the future. You are not afraid of the future normally. And you are curious for the things that are behind the smoke screens, for what's happening. You are not easily bribed by surfaces. Then the next two numbers are 3 and 8. 1 and 6 are associated with black and blue. This is the only numbers that have two colors. 3 and 8 are associated with the color green. 3 and 8 in your birthday means that you were born with a natural empathy, with a natural sensitivity. And you put yourself easily into other people's shoes. You are you bring with you true healing capacities. If a child with a bruise comes to you, you just stroke it a little bit and the pain is gone. That's something that with a 3 and an 8 you bring with you. Musical talent is there and a general empathy. The 2 and the 7 we talked about already, I think, is joy in movement, is temperament, is charisma, is a voice. If somebody has a 2 and a 7, he comes into a room, says something, and people listen. That those words are memorized, they stick. And the opposite is also true. If you were born without a 2 and a 7, it can be that you feel sometimes a little bit overlooked, especially as a child. And children without 2 and 7, they need a little bit more attention than other kids. Then 4 and 9, those two numbers, they are the material side of the world. Children with a nine, you can really, as a parent, sit back, twiddle your fingers, and just watch. Because these children, you do not have to educate. Children with a 9 know exactly what they want in life very early. And if you think you know better as a parent, then you are in for the fight of your life. And you will know the true word of teenage rebellion. It will come to you when you try to educate a child with a 9. Just let them be. They know their way. And even if the apple falls very, very far from the tree, there's nothing you can do against it in that case, 4 and 9. 4 is the manual dexterity, but it's also a good feeling for numbers. And 4 and 9 kids are normally have no problem keeping their accounts in the black figures. And lastly, the 0 and the 5. 0 and 5 are, that's a basic self-confidence that you brought into this life. It's a good contact to nature. It's patience. People with the 0 and the 5 in their birth dates, they are very often people who counsel, who other people come to and put their heads on their shoulders and listen. And these are people who normally you can trust. They are straightforward with what they have to say and what they're doing. Okay, those are the all the numbers in the birthday with the basic traits. Now, couple of birth dates. How about it?
Do we still have time for that? I love it.
That's here I am.
So yeah, here's Maureen. This is one of our co-hosts, Thomas, that you kind of met during the break just a little bit.
Hi,
all right, Maureen, let him have it.
Oh, you know, Thomas, I want to tell you, this is just, I'm going to go out and get this is just an eye opener for me. And I went to your site, but I'm a 8160 because you said, don't count 8, the 1-9.
1-6-0. So you were born in a 0 year, which is a magical number. The 0 is a magical number anyhow, because it opens also the door to those numbers that you do not have in your birth date. But as I said, the 1 and 6, that gives you that incessant curiosity for almost everything, whatever. This funny little planet has to offer is something that you want to find out what's going on, what makes it tick. And the 8 gives you great sensitivity, healing capacity. And as I said, the 0 is a magical number. You are probably somebody who is very generous with his talents, and sometimes maybe even overly generous, so that you forget the numbers on your account. But
absolutely, it's incredible.
And yeah. as a kid, you felt that you have great talents, that you felt a calling in life. You knew that there was something like a vocation, that somebody really hoped something for you in life. And when trying to voice that to other people, you had the feeling that you are not listened to. And that maybe have been as a kid, as 5, 6, 7 years old. I mean, it's something that happens
amazing.
To a lot of girls.
You're amazing. It's amazing. I'm dying.
Maureen, you're breaking up. What was that again? Amazing? Or
I am amazed. Really, honestly, this is fascinating to me, Thomas. No kidding. It's really, because it's very accurate.
That's super. Great. So let's bring, how about
no
Brenda?
No surprise at all. For me, was the surprise. In the beginning, I thought this can't be because it's such a simple system. And it, I'm to this day, it's now, let's see, almost 8 years that I started to find out about it and to talk to Johanna. The moment I heard about it to the moment I passed on the manuscript to our publisher, 2 years went by. So, but I tell you, I'm still absolutely fascinated by how simple it is, how straightforward it works. And
the straightforwardness of it, you're right.
It sounds really accurate too.
So Brenda, this is Thomas, our guest.
Hi,
Thomas. This is one of our co-hosts, Lady Brenda.
Hello,
yeah,
Brenda.
This is. I went to your website too, and my birthday is 12/24/58.
So what have we got here? Two. Ah, you've got.
What did you say about
dance,
the twos,
lady? Eight. You have all the numbers. You are a very unique person because it's really rare. It's rare that somebody has all five of the stations. Numbers on it. And the few people that I know who have that, their biggest enemy was boredom. Because
I'm an Uber, like you know what that word means, a multitasker.
Exactly. And you have that. And the biggest enemy was boredom and sometimes confusion. Because with these many talents, you very often slipped at the age of like 20, 24, 25, 30. You slipped into a situation where you thought, if I go this direction, I will miss out on all the rest. And this is if you ask me what you should do with profession wise, I have absolutely no idea because you will succeed in anything you put your mind to.
Yay!
Yeah. The only thing is you're sometimes a little bit difficult to work with. Because you are too impatient with people who are slower than you.
Never. Never.
Okay.
Thomas, you're way off, pal.
I'm not difficult to work with. I just like it my way.
you're lovely, Brenda.
That's awesome.
I'm so tolerant as long as everybody thinks as I do. Yeah, no,
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
That's so funny. Well, Thomas, okay. We just have a couple more minutes in the show, and thank you so much for coming on and just enlightening us. This is so different and very powerful, and I love all of it. So please tell me the book that you would recommend everybody get is The Code, correct?
Two books.
Two books.
Code, yeah, the code we were talking about right now, and which was the pretext to invite me.
right.
Also, if you are interested in the basics of Johanna's knowledge, the basic rules governing health and healing, for example, that you should go to the dentist only during waning moon because then it hurts less and the healing phase is much shorter and stuff like that. And also when to plant, when to prune, when to revive an old fruit tree who doesn't want to provide with you with fruit anymore. It's all totally easy. We wrote a book about it. The first book was out in 91, and it's been published by Random House United Kingdom, Random House UK. You can order it from Amazon, and the title is The Art of Timing. Very simple.
Oh, nice.
The art of doing things at the right time.
Which is huge.
It is.
And then five more books coming out soon that we're going to definitely watch out for. Your main site, thebirthdaycode.com, is that the one that you wish everyone to visit? Or do you have another one that's also as beneficial?
We have another one. It's called, it's complicated. If you go to birthdaycode.com, you'll be referred also to our main site. It's a little bit, it takes half a year to just spell it.
We don't want that.
No.
That sounds great. Thomas, I just can't even thank you so much on behalf of Maureen and Lady Brenda and stuff. We just really appreciate the knowledge. I love your energy from a fellow Aikidoist. And
yes,
thank you also thanks. For coming on the show such last minute as well. I really appreciate all of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for the invitation.
You're welcome. I hope
thank
to talk
you.
With you again.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas, too. I say thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
All right, Thomas, you take care of yourself. Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody.
And that is our guest, Thomas Poffe, talking about the ancient power of your birthday. Just absolutely amazing stuff. And again, it was just powerful, so direct. And I highly encourage you to listen to the archives again. If you listen to the whole thing, obviously, that's great. Otherwise, the last half here, where he started talking about the number parts of it, if you're looking specifically, that would be a great thing to listen to again. And please visit his website, birthdaycode.com. It's very easy. And they have a little plug-in right there that you can put your input, your numbers in, and it will give you just a little brief synopsis of the power that's in your birth date. So now, listen, we're going to be taking phone calls here in a little bit, probably not for at least another 20, 25 minutes yet, okay? And then we'll start taking some phone calls and we'll do our free readings like I know everybody enjoys to have done. So we'll take care of that here in just a little bit. But meanwhile, we'll give you the number for that in just a little bit. We'll announce the numbers. But if you're unable to catch our last week's show, please, again, find the recorded archive link. There was the psychicness for everyday living that Brenda hosted last week. Go into psychicaccess.radio.com. It's under the archive tab. And then, as always, if you want to, feel free just to pass that along. Circulate that archive link so that you can let all your friends know about it. And then it also helps them for our future shows and things like that, so we can just continue to have great guests on like we did this evening. And really, I have loved, since I've been a part of this team, I've loved absolutely every single guest that has come on the show, and very fascinating stuff. So you can find out so much just by listening to some of our archived shows. And obviously, we want to connect with you and as many people as possible, like Thomas was even talking about this evening. We want to get all of that out there. It's so helpful and beneficial. Also, what's beneficial, we have a blogger site, psychicbloggers.com. You can learn about different aspects. As you know, there's many facets to everything it is that we do: paranormal, reincarnation, how-tos of psychic development. So please visit our site, psychicbloggers.com. You can find out some articles that are written by all of us here at psychicaccess.com. And you can just find out so much information that way as well. And speaking of psychicaccess.com, the best, most professional psychics on the net. I would not be involved with anything less than that. And they've got it. You will find, again, the best verified and accuracy tested psychics. Every one of us here on psychicaccess.com, everybody's got their own unique gifts. And each psychic has a detailed profile. It enables you to find out more about them, choose from a list of some of the traits it is that you believe that you connect with the most. And again, the authentically gifted psychics around that is on the net. And then Doug, of course, is the one that puts everybody together and works behind the scenes of our radio show here, and has high expectations of every single one of those people. So all of us here, also Lady Brenda, Maureen, myself, Steve, when he's not busy ferreting around in England flying his Spider-Man kite. And you would think I was just trying to be funny on that last part, but no, seriously, he was waxing it or cleaning it or dusting it last week, his Spider-Man kite, to take with him over to England. I have no idea what that's about, but yeah, you can't really make that up. But all of us here work
at
Psychic
Access. It's a Steve thing.
It is a Steve thing.
Yeah.
And it was so eclectic. I laughed so hard when he said, "Bobby, can you guess what I'm doing?" And I said, had no idea. And he says, I'm polishing my Spider-Man kite to take to England with me. And I'm like, who does that? And then I remember Steve. He was disinfecting it. That's right.
Yes. And he was on a roll last week. He was on a roll. He was funny. He was funny
last week.
He was really funny.
But all of us at psychicaccess.com, we all work there as well. And if you'd like a personal reading from any one of us, be sure to visit psychicaccess.com. We'd love to hear from you. Also, just as a quick aside, if you're a site owner, webmaster, you can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading and traffic that's referred to psychicaccess.com, putting it on your website, putting it in your blog. If you want some more information or details on that, just visit us at, again, the site, psychicaccess.com/webmasters. And then remember, if you like our show, please invite all of your friends. If you don't like our show, keep your mouth shut, right? Don't say anything. Tell all your friends to join us. We have our chat room, all of our chat room, which I didn't get to be a huge part of tonight, but we have some fabulous people in there that we always love to see every single week. But you can always visit in our chat room as well. Now, I'm going to give you the call-in number. This is not the time to call in. Let me be clear. Don't call in just yet, but I want to give you the number just so that you have it, so that you're prepared to call in for the free readings probably about 20 minutes or so from now. 724-444-4851. Maureen, always the first one to put that up in the chat room. 915, 920, somewhere around there, depending on your time zone. Again, about 15 to 20 minutes if you would like to give us a call in. It'll just be the three of us tonight, Maureen, Brenda, and myself, and we'll try to do our best. I can do it in an accent. If you just miss Steve, let me know, and we can carry on from there. But let's talk about the show. I want to recap some of the important points that we had talked about during the show. I found him to just – I love his energy, and he was just so straight to the point and, like he said, non-wrestling in trying to get people to follow some of this ancient code. Maureen, from what he was saying, he was going over the numbers that were already in your birthday before he even started talking about you personally with your number. Did you find that also kind of fit from what aside he was telling you?
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you something. And not like I always talk about, I don't believe, it's not like I believe, all I know is what I know. And I went to his site prior to him getting into it, before you even asked him, but also he was going through those numbers before he got to me. And I was really, I didn't realize, you know, I don't do this, I'm just going to say this once, but I'm really taken by this whole thing. I've never seen anything quite like it. And I'm telling you, everybody else, I did put in on there to go to that site and you can input your information. And it's so much, it's unbelievable what it came up with just before he even got to me or before he started talking about those numbers prior. It was really interesting. Well, I'm all that and then some, but it's better than the horoscopes you find in the newspaper. It's not like that. This is very fascinating and I'm just in awe about it. I'm not kidding. I mean,
there's something different about it that struck me more than, and not to knock astrology or any other tools or anything like that,
right,
for whatever reason. And maybe, I think a lot of it has to do with his energy and how he presented it. And, mm-hmm. and so I so connect with that, and that could be why it seems to be more powerful.
It's beyond, it goes beyond again into everything is funny how I think we spoke about this. It's fascinating how the tarot, numerology and astrology kind of blend in everything, but this is just an added even more so. I mean, maybe this is a big foundation. I don't know. It's another science that I've never been familiar, but I'm going to buy his book. And I said, I don't say much with that, but yes, I'm amazed. And I really thank you for asking him to, you know, it was something. Thanks. It's special.
Absolutely.
Good candy.
Good candy, right?
Yeah.
I could feel the excitement of you guys lighting up. That was so funny. So, Brenda, tell me about destiny cards and then how the numbers, you can have numbers with your birthday also that relate to these destiny cards, right?
Well, you know, I went to his website and I did my birthday and found out I was all over the map. Anyhow, I already knew that, but it was really interesting how the numbers came together. And when he was talking about the history of the farmers coming up with this and stuff, you know, I wonder where the real source of that came from. I wonder if it came from like, you know, some ancient scholars, some form of like astronomy. I would be curious to know that. I mean, it's absolutely fascinating. And as a matter of fact, it reminded me of the destiny cards. Now, I read playing cards.
Okay.
You know, the regular playing cards.
Right.
And they're sometimes called the destiny cards. And you can put your numbers of your birthday in together and it gives you a card.
Really?
And it kind of tells you like your personality and what, you know, those type of things. And it shows you the different cards. And so I thought it was like almost related to that in some way. But maybe they took some of that in the folk, in some of the, you know, folk beliefs and put it in there. To me, what he was talking about, especially when it came to like the phases of the moon and the planting and all that stuff, you know, it really sounded very pagan to me. I had to tell you that. Really. It aligned with a lot of things that I believe in and what we do as far as the moon. As a matter of fact, it's full moon tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh. It's a full moon tonight, and it's in April, so it will be the month of Aries, so it'll be in Libra tonight. It's always in the opposite sign.
Okay, and what does that mean, like, energy-wise?
Well, what it means, and he was talking about planting by the moon and stuff.
Right, right.
And, you know, there's different rules of planting by the moon, when to plant, when to harvest, what different crops to plant and harvest by the difference, like if you're using roots or leaves of the plant, you harvested a different phase of the moon and stuff. I just thought it was fascinating. And I'm going to get his books because I want to see how that adds in, you know, how it meshes with, you know, all this other stuff that people like farmers have known for hundreds and thousands of years, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, Maureen, for you, now that you know all of this, is there what other portion of this did you find fascinating, other than just that it's all new, or is it just that, like you're just unwrapping this and going, well, oh my God, there's so much here, but is there something that stuck out to you more than another?
Well, you know, Brenda brought up an interesting, you know, wonder where this actually all came from. The ancients, our ancients, you know, the ancient Atlantis. What's going on in Atlantis?
Exactly.
You know, I really think that there's something to that, that maybe this is maybe part of a foundation of something. That's how I felt, because like I said, I don't get, not that I'm not saying this in a bad intentional way, but I don't get excited about a lot of new things. Well, I am excited about this, so it is new. But
well, we're content. Yeah, I know what you mean. Though we're content with a lot of the things that we hear, and a lot of them always have the similar messages. But
exactly.
Like some people will ask me, "What new books are you know I'm reading?" I'll go do my workshops, and they're like, "What books do you recommend? What books are you reading?" I stopped reading books a long time ago on that because it was all saying essentially the same thing. But once in a while, like this, there's something new that comes along.
There's an added feature on this, definitely.
Yes.
And not only that is like I always say, I always suggest to people, because I am, you know, a tarot, but I'm self-taught in every way. And so, which was quite that was quite something. But the thing of it is, this is even more something that I am like Brenda, I'm going to get, I don't normally get, well, everybody's books are great. Okay. But don't get me wrong, but I am definitely, because this is very fascinating. I want to find out more about how this all works. I mean, It just was really fascinating to me how what he was saying, and it really did apply. It wasn't like horoscope for the day at all. It was really how the application.
So like a horoscope for life almost, or something like, because there's so many aspects that can fill in missing pieces.
Yeah, it wasn't numerology. It's not astrology. I like how there was a dropping of the, it doesn't matter if you're 19 something born or the 2000 born. I like that you drop that, because that's right there, very different. And that's where I get, in fact, I don't know if you think about this, Brenda, but that's where I think this might be, that goes way back into some foundational thing, because it wouldn't matter.
That's what I'm feeling. I feel that you know, it has to be built. It can't just fall out of the sky, literally. I feel that it's definitely part of a universal truth that was passed down from some type of ancient knowledge and wisdom that we, you know, that was given to us, and maybe people have forgotten. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they really. You're right. And I think that too, because the dropping of the 1900, it could be we were 1400. If we were in the 14, it wouldn't matter. It would apply.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what I thought too. Exactly my take. I concur on that, because that's what I wanted to research or read about this a little bit more. And plus, I do feel that he goes further. There are people that go further, like, numerology charts I used to do by hand. It was my intuition that ran that. Nowadays, there's computerized things, and I don't do them because they took a long time in back in the day. But I would go off on my intuition. I think, and Bobby, you brought that up, maybe there's something he goes beyond as well that is obviously even more so of an added, you know.
Maybe. I mean, you know, I kind of get the feeling with him, and I don't want to read him while he's not here necessarily, but – It does seem like he has a natural peace and calm about him. But as far as the intuitiveness, I think that comes up. But I think he's also more of a thinker. And you know, he looks at the numbers. Even though he may be able to feel them, he doesn't get as finite as individually, you know, interpret. He just sees the numbers and hears what they say, and that's it. You know what I mean?
That's very, how he does it, though. That's
yeah,
how
that's
he does it.
That's,
it.
That's,
right.
That's his connection with his
intuition. That is his connection with his intuition.
Because, that's what I feel.
And so whether he acknowledges that or not, I don't know. I should have, you know, if we had more time, we should have asked him that. But I don't know if he completely says, you know, like we do, right? That's all we're all about. This is our psychic intuition. This is our feeling about it. But he's numbers backed up by intuition. Do you see what I mean?
Like, it could be his tool.
This is like, you're right. And that's what I find. That's, yeah, he's something. And that was fantastic guest. And I know that it was somebody that It was a guest that was supposed to be for this night.
Absolutely,
it was,
perfect. Yeah,
was that synchronicity for you?
Absolutely.
The so meat thing, though. Well, the thing about meat. I mean,
oh my God, I love meat. I'm from the Midwest. Are you kidding me?
I love lamb. I mean, I know that not many people love lamb, but
for the lamb, it's okay. Kebabs, lamb kebabs. You mean?
Yeah, lamb kebabs.
Oh.
Little lamb. Sorry.
Okay. So about numerology, Brenda, numerology is like one of the finite modalities of psychic skills. Yeah.
You know what? It really is, because, you know, there are many skills that we add into our psychic to enhance. Like we were just talking about, that's how he makes his connection. And numerology itself was always kind of felt to be like there's numerology and astrology and colorology and palmistry, and these are all different pieces that are used. And numerology was always felt to be supportive of these things, because actually in the tarot cards there's a lot of numerology, and it would be interesting to see how his number theories, and you could relate with this, Maureen, his number theories would relate to the tarot, right?
Yeah, I agree with you, and that's what I'm fascinated to find.
They relate and mesh almost exactly, because I believe that this thing that he's talking about is like an age-old thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think you and I are on this. I got kind of chills right there, and that's what I found out by being so self-taught too, Brenda. Like if you, as you know. Mm-hmm. Probably the same as I, because you and I are very similar, I think, in a lot of our ways that we, but the fact is, it was amazing when I was in the 80s first getting all this insight. I'm like, oh my gosh, this all is symbolic, all is universal. It fuses numerology and astrology into tarot. So I'm really looking forward to after finding more out about how he came. Yes, exactly.
How he came, and maybe they don't really know. I mean, they may not know, but
I'm looking forward to investigating it. I mean, researching. I'm really looking forward to and I haven't felt this way in a long time. So this is a thank you, Bobby. Again, you've given me
you're welcome.
A little skip in my step.
Right
now, no, I have a little skip in my step right now.
I know she's looking forward to it because
I am
curious. It really
it's well needed. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Bobby. You know,
well, it's all that part when we come across, isn't it? We go along on our journey, and we're not necessarily looking for more tools. Even though we're open for more tools, obviously, but I think there's a point when we're just doing what we do, and the search is over. But yet we continue to do what we do, and then when something comes along, we know this is going to be valuable to what it is that we do to help us to become stronger, better healers, and that type of thing. And this is one of those things that you'll know what the next modality is, what the next lesson is, what the next tool it is that you need when you come across it. Right? That's what I'm saying. The search. We no longer really search for it, but yet we are hoping it will come when it comes.
Exactly. It has endless possibilities, and it enhances everything that we already are using in our work. And you know what? This is the thing. It's like, I don't know about you, Bobby, but I agree that you've learned so much, and I've learned a lot by these guests that have come on the show. I mean, a lot of stuff I've never heard of before.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at some of the things that we've done that not that I didn't agree with, but I just know nothing about. And it's been fascinating to listen to the guests talk about from their perspective. Anytime you get, any of these people who are masters or certainly very knowledgeable in their particular field, I love listening to them talk because I think the one thing they have in common is they all talk from their passion. And so you that's what you connect with, even if you've never heard of something or don't use something or not. Maybe, I don't know if we don't even necessarily not believe in something in particular. We know that there are possibilities in everything. And listening to our different guests talk about that just is always exciting to me.
And you sound very excited right now because
I don't sound. Not, yes. You're like, slow down now. Relax.
It's okay, Bobby.
You slow down.
Respect the passion that you have.
No, we're kidding. We're kidding. Whatever.
Gosh, I don't have Steve here to help me defend.
The women are all over you tonight, okay? And then we're it.
Isn't that right, Maureen? We're making a Bobby sandwich tonight.
Yes.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Goodness. Well, let me add those numbers up. So we're going to do some readings soon, everyone. Get that number ready. I believe we're going to actually start doing some callers. I believe also the phone lines are open. I'm just going to give the number again so that you are prepared. As soon as I get the go-ahead, I will have, you know what? I would like it for people to call in now. I think there's no reason why we couldn't start a little bit early if you want. It's the three of us, which means that we should be able to cover quite a bit of phone calls if you were to call in. We may even, now I don't want to get your hopes up, but we might even be able to take some questions from the chat room as well if you're unable to call us. So here's the number again, 724-444-4851. If you give us a call now, we'll just start doing some readings. We can get together and discuss anything it is that you'd like. Do us a favor. Keep your questions, if you can, just straight and to the point. Because if we do get a lot of callers backed up, we only have so much time for each particular caller. And so we would like to just get right to it. I've always believed that in any way we can always just get straight to what it is you're looking for rather than tap dance around. People who want to call and just say, "Do you just in general, what do you see for me?" There's for me, now I'm not speaking for my co-host, but for me, sometimes that takes a lot to do because you got to poke and prod and figure around and sometimes you can just, it just comes right up as to, well, here's the first thing I'm getting for you. In my experience, a lot of people have something on their mind that they want to hear or want to discuss. And if we can just get straight to that, we can get to as many people as possible. So again, let me give you the number 724-444-4851, and we're going to take our first caller now. Brenda, I'm going to say you're up with our first phone call from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Pennsylvania. Who am I speaking to?
Hello,
hello.
I was wondering how, there's so much I can ask, how is my love life looking?
Okay, let's take a peek into your love life. It feels like it's getting ready for a transition. I do see someone that you have special feelings for, and there's a lot of potential for love with that person. But I'm also seeing that it's not quite there. It's kind of like one foot in, one foot out, not quite there yet. I do believe that you're ready for a transformation. I see that there is a lot of positive energy. If you can just get through, or the other person can just, you know, get through a difficult time that's happening around him now, I feel that this thing could open up and it looks like it could come back and be stronger than ever within the next 3 months, maybe even sooner, possibly even by June.
Okay.
That's what I see, because I'm seeing a certain amount of frustration, even though some things that you're kind of like, you know, double, you know, you're not double, but second guessing yourself about, you know, what's going on with the relationship, what's he really feeling, this and that, because the communication needs to be a lot stronger. I feel it's okay for you because you've known each other long enough. So it's okay for you to ask. I mean, really, what's he going to say? No, get away. You ask me a question. I don't see that.
Should he come to me?
I feel that that's the ideal scenario, but I'm also feeling that it's okay, I mean, for you to send out a communication, maybe once, just, hey, you know, wondering what's going on with you, would like to hear from you, that type of thing, and let it be, you know, not you know, follow it up and follow it up and follow it up. He is in a place of contemplation, and he's trying to get something settled in his life. And it may take him a little while, and because, you know, his timeline and your timeline of the relationship is a little bit different, because you're at the point where you'd like to see, you know, X, Y, and Z happen. He's not there yet. Not that he won't be there, but he's got to clear up some things first.
Okay.
Yeah. So you need to be strong.
Else?
Okay.
Is there anyone else?
I do believe that there's somebody that I just pulled a card now, and I see that there's somebody that admires you from afar, and it feels like this person hasn't come forward yet, but he is, you know, definitely somebody who would like to have something with you. And I'm getting that he might be around your work situation, or maybe even close to where you live. And you haven't seen it yet. You haven't been aware of it. I feel he, during this process in which you're waiting for the other person to come around, I feel he can make his move. You know, communicate with you, at least open the door as a friend is what I see.
So it's someone I already know?
I feel it's somebody within your circle of friends, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. Now you're going to be looking around. Who is it? No.
I know. That is very odd, because I obviously I'm not picking up on that.
Well, you know, that's where I see it coming from, and that could be, you know, somebody that's introduced to you, but I do believe that it's going to be somebody that comes from a circle of your friends. You know, it won't be a random thing. It won't be over the computer. I just feel that, you know, you're going to have a choice there. While you're in this place of waiting, you're going to be presented with a choice. And I think that that's a good thing, that you have a choice.
Can you tell me what he looks like?
Well, his eyes are a light color. They look like they're blue. He's he's an air sign, so he could be a Libra. I feel that he's born under the sign of Libra. And kind of a leadership type of person. He could even work in something related to law, but he's not a policeman, but it's related to law in some way. Around close to your age, maybe there could be a 2 or 3 year difference. That's it. But I also see that he's somebody who wants a relationship, and he's open. He doesn't have complications around him, whereas I see the other person with complications. And I'm also seeing a money situation, too, looks pretty good as well, finances. Mm-hmm. So just when you think it can't move, it's going to, and that's kind of how it happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Brenda. Let's go on now with Maureen. I think you have a caller from Virginia. Maureen.
Yes, I believe you're right. Hi, Virginia. Caller from Virginia.
Hi, Maureen. It's B. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's this? I'm sorry. Is
B?
Hi, Dee. I was just talking to you about how...
I know. Yes, you were.
Oh, in the chat room, that means. Hi, Dee. And how are you? And everybody seems to be... Yeah, I'm glad to see you. I'm always glad to see you in the chat room. And I'm ready for you.
I have a question. I have a meeting with upper management on Tuesday. They're not saying what it's pertaining to. I don't know what is something good, bad, or different, indifference. Are you picking up on anything?
Okay, got it. Thank you for being so direct about your question. Everybody can take note of that, because that's exactly the best. Well, it's true, and this is the best way, because of our time, you know, frame in here. You know, Dee, this is what I'm getting. I feel... this is good for you. This isn't good for somebody else. I see a lot of things very positive as far as your, let's say, I see you're going to be very content. You're very fulfilled, and there's a lot of success. This meeting, you said, is Monday. Did you say Monday?
Monday. It's Monday or Tuesday. It's one of those
days. Okay, so it's coming up at the beginning of the week. What I'm getting is there's a man who looks like this pertains to him and something going on. He's not so much of a bad man, but what's happened is he's dependably undependable, and when it has to do with money or backing of money, there's been something very interesting. I think there's you're getting together, so this could be out in the open. I don't know. I forget. You know. I know I've spoken to you before. What kind of company or business or establishment you are in, but this is going to be a meeting about somebody else. It's not a bad, I don't feel it's direct reflection for anything regarding you. I think this is about some information or, let's put it this way, it's not just going to be you. I think there's going to be other people and getting some information about somebody else.
My lead will be in the meeting. So it's me, my manager, and my lead. So it's three people.
Okay, and is there, you know, it just looks like I feel it's going to be about a man. There's a, like I said, a male energy who goes higher in the authority. He may not be there, and there will be some information regarding what the situation is with him. Now, like I said, it looks like he may have once he would be a one that would back in capital or money, or commit to certain amounts of money to be put into use somewhere in. Let's put it, say, in the area of work you're doing, but he's not dependable. He's not following through. And so I feel it's almost like an informative type of meeting about what's happening or why. And so you're on the, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? So you're well informed. I don't feel it's directed at you because I do see that you're going to be just fine. It looks like you're very happy actually after this meeting. I don't feel it's anything for you to fear.
Is it going to be like a promotion, another job assignment? Is that what you're picking up?
It's like an information about something that's happened with regards to somebody. They're letting you know about some situation that wasn't. It's not at the best. For this one man who's not following through on his commitment to money, so I think that they're going to ask you to be wait, but they're including you in on knowing what's happening. There's something going on where I think it's actually you'll feel more privileged than anything because you'll be. It has nothing to do with your performance or promotion quite yet. It's just about something's happening and you're privy to the knowledge. I know it's kind of hard for me to articulate what exactly in directly forms I'm trying to say, but. I feel that you'll be relieved. It's not anything that's directed, but there's somebody that's going to be leaving soon. He's not pulling through. What do you do? I'm kind of curious.
I work in finance, but I'm trying to see how would I kind of fit into what you're saying. And if they're not given a promotion or if I'm taking on other responsibilities.
No,
I think
this
I'm
makes sense. It's a finance. Okay, if it's, you work in finance, this is what I'm getting. There's somebody else, a man, who looks like he hasn't come through with some he's like represents someone with money or capital backing, something of that sort. So things may be delayed, and it may be that they're saying to you, "This is what's happening," and they want to tell you. I do feel that they really you have a good solid grounding there, and maybe they're not able to give you any promotion, but something they're trying to work through to get through this. And it's not very comfortable for this man, and he's kind of negative for him. But I feel that they're going to let you know of this. That's what I guess I'm trying to say because there'll be a lack of backing for just a bit, but it's not a bad thing, and I'm not saying it's negative at all, but I think that they're just letting you know. So it's actually, you look very happy about knowing what's going on, more than not.
Okay,
I hope I helped you, Dee. I know it's kind of hard for me to articulate. I'll try to say some more in the chat room, okay?
That's okay. Well, thank you, Maureen. I appreciate it.
Bye.
We understood every word, Maureen.
Yeah, sure. You say that all the time.
We understood every word, Maureen. Let's move on. Next call is from South Carolina. Who's this from South Carolina?
Hi, my name is Brenda.
Well, hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. You know, nobody ever asks us how we're doing. They're just...
Oh,
Oh,
they just call and here's my issue, and then they just go into it. Sometimes we have feelings too, you know, Brenda.
Absolutely. Everyone does.
Right. So what's going on tonight? What would you like to talk about?
I would just like to talk about just to see what's going on, what I should be doing with my life right at the moment.
Okay. Why do you feel a pull towards something? Have things been changing around for you, or?
Well, they have actually, because I just moved here from California. I've been living in South Carolina now for a few months, and so I'm just kind of, just wanting to know what I should do next, where I should go next. What do I need to be focusing on right at this moment?
Okay. Well, first thing I would tell you to focus on is allow the dust to settle just a bit. Because oftentimes what happens, we get into a situation, we're immediately looking to fix it, change it, make it better, or trying to get our heels in, especially moving to a new place. I mean, that's just what we do, right? We want to make things familiar. We want to get back to some of the old ways. But, you know, you moved for a reason, and you're where you're at for a reason, right? Just kind of shed some of that old skin a little bit. So you need to allow yourself to do that. Let this uncomfortableness that you're going through just a little bit, you're starting to come out of it now, but some of the uncomfortableness that is still there, just kind of allow it to settle just a little bit and let it become your new norm, okay? And once you start doing that, it'll be easy to see what some of the next steps it is that you can take. I just want you to understand that you're doing the right thing and the confirmation that you moved to the right place, and it's going to be great. So many things have opened up for you. So many different doors have opened up since you've moved to South Carolina. And, you know, there is a sense of like closing off where you came from, California, or a sense of kind of shutting that door and not going back and that kind of thing. That's going to have to be, you know, forgiveness or a little letting go of, a little easement of some of that defensiveness, if you know what I mean. Just kind of releasing on that a little bit. Do you understand what I'm saying so far?
Yes, I do.
You see what I mean? So once you start doing all of that, be a little easier on yourself. The next thing to focus on, first thing, is career. I don't know if you moved there for your career or if you're trying to look for whatever it is, but I'm getting that it needs to be focused on. But not like you have to start over. It just needs a bit polishing, if you know what I mean. So just kind of polishing that up and either getting it ready to go or, again, just continuing on with what it is that you're doing, but just a little bit more focus on that. There's not a lot that I'm sensing that once this dust settles that you're really going to have to do. It's pretty much the momentum that you've created just by moving there and the declarations that you announced before moving there. In other words, you're in California, something's got to change, you're making a difference, and now I'm going to move. And all of that suggests all the different things that are going to start taking place from now on. So you've already set out your intent. The move has said that. That's the kickoff. That's the one that lights the fuse, right? So everything else is going to fall into place if you can just back off a little bit of what do I need to do next? What I got to do something. That's what you're used to. But let this new part of you start to relax a little bit more and rest into the momentum that you've already created by moving out there. And I know that's counterintuitive or something different than what we've all been taught, but that is what you need to focus on more, is letting go more now and letting this, again, momentum that you've created take shape. And then once this dust settles, there's not a lot. What's that?
I said, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. I have a hard time just kind of letting go and just going with, but you know what? I'm learning that here, and I think that's like one of my purposes right now, is just letting go and going with.
Absolutely. And you know, here's a different way to say it to yourself so that you're already ahead of the game. Instead of saying, that's one of my challenges, that's one of the things I'm learning, I need to learn more how to let go, or so that's my difficulty, it's always been having a hard time letting go. Instead of reinforcing what it is that you're doing, just say to yourself, I remember, especially when I lived in California, I remember when I had a rough time letting go. I remember when I didn't used to just go with the flow and go along for the ride. I remember those times when it was rougher for me because I always felt like I had to do something. Do you see how I'm doing it here? You're kind of putting it as if it were already in the past, because technically it is. You're not the same person you were just a minute ago. So if you rephrase it that way, you're kind of putting yourself ahead of the game. Do you kind of feel what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Right, good. Absolutely. So try that, and that will help you feel more at ease, because really all you're trying to do right now is get more into control. And if you let go of a little bit of trying to be so in control, then you'll find out that you have the exact opposite. You actually have more control. Instead of wanting it, you'll actually have it. Do you see?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, thank you so very much.
Awesome. You're very welcome. It was great to talk with you, and just the best of luck. I think you're really headed in a great place, and it's about damn time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're so welcome.
Night.
All right, take care, sweets.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, Brenda is up. Also, what are the odds from North Carolina? Crazy.
I know, isn't that crazy? Hi. It's like deja vu. Okay, North Carolina. Hey, what's going on?
Hi. This is Jen. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Jen. What can I do for you, honey?
I was wondering about my career. Kind of, you know, trying to figure out where I'm headed next. Was wondering if you could can help me figure out.
Okay, let's take a peek. It looks like you're having a little bit of difficulty making that next step. I mean, you have a desire of something that you want to do, and you do want to make more money. But there are some things that you're not seeing, that perhaps different avenues you need to take to attain it. Are you sending out resumes right now?
Yeah, I am. I guess this job that I have is ending in, like, soon, like July or something. So I'm kind of worried about what's happening next.
Well, what I'm getting is you can't waste any time actually on worrying. It feels like you need to start, you know, pounding the pavement now or sending things out now. I do see in 1 month's time that you're going to get a very important interview that comes your way. And also, it looks like you're worried about, you know, come July that you won't have anything. But I don't see that. I feel that there will be an opportunity that comes your way. Now, it's a little bit of a sacrifice for you, because I do see that you could be going a further distance to the job. However, the monetary rewards look really good. Like, you could even be making more money than what you're making now.
Does this mean that I'll have to move, or is this like a big move? I'm not.
This doesn't look like a move. This looks like more like a commute. It doesn't look like a move. No.
Oh. And so you said it in about a month. Is that?
Well, 30 days, there's a very important interview. There's a man with dark hair and dark eyes that you will interview with, and I see that through that interview you will be presented with an offer. So it really looks
about
like in June that offer is on the table for you, honey.
I'm sorry?
It looks like in June that offer is right there for you for the new job.
Okay.
But you have to start now. It's telling me that you have to start now.
Right. I'm having trouble kind of figuring out where to start, yes. And I'm starting.
Pardon me, you're cutting out.
Oh, I said, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
No, it's a process, but it's been pretty slow. It's been a slow start. So I guess, yeah.
Well, you have to, what it is, I think, and then what I'm seeing in the very center of this reading is you have fear, and we have to, when you have fear, you know, the doors, the universe, those are closed,
right.
You know, the fear pushes it back. So you have to get beyond that, get centered within yourself and say, you know what, I'm going to go at this like I'm really hungry, like gangbusters, till I find what I truly, really, you know, want to do for a job too.
I guess I'm also dating someone, so I'm afraid of having, you know, to move and all that. So
I don't see you having to move from your home. I feel that this travel is going to be commuting type of travel. As far as the dating thing, you know, that feels like it's evolving naturally. I wouldn't rock the boat on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
All right, honey. Take care.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Nice, Brenda. Thank you. All right. Maureen, you're up next now from New York.
New York, New York. Hello, New York. This is Maureen.
Hi, it's Anne.
Hi, Anne.
I have like a million questions I could ask, so I'm just going to ask one.
Great.
Where is my love life headed?
Okay. This is the one thing it will help me because we have – there's only so much time. So I guess I'm going to ask you right out so I can help you better. Is there someone that you have in mind, that someone around you? So, because I won't be able to help you that well because of our time constraints. Is there somebody that you're thinking about particularly?
No.
Okay, so are you a woman by choice, single, and you're open to any new person? There's nobody else that's on your mind, because it will help me quite a bit with helping where your level. Okay, so you're not seeing anybody at all right now, right? Okay.
Right.
Okay, great. I mean, not great. Well, you know. Yeah, well, it is great because then you're like a thing.
So you're like all alone.
That's
awesome.
It's like having a
Bobby, stop.
I know. I was teasing.
Stop.
Bobby, hello. You're going to be on detention. Anne, this is what I feel. I do feel that there was somebody pursuing you in the recent, present, past kind of, that was very aggressive. Well, assertive, it seemed, but not in the energy that you want. And I feel that this is somebody that you've known of. Okay, so this might be some remnant left over. But it was real recent, and I feel that you just don't want to hear about what his situation is. Now, does this make sense to you? There is somebody from the past I see. Not that you're wanting to be involved, but somebody that I just see popping in recently. And you don't want to hear anything more about or seek or find out anything more about what he's up to, whatever. You've had it. And it's almost like there's a sense of disconnection with the family. So almost like I can see what we're talking about, a clean slate, but there is someone I'm picking up from lingering on. It's not that you're asking again, but I see him around. But he comes in as quickly as he goes. Now, with that said, I see along the way, I'm not really certain. Just do what you're doing, but I do see that you may have recently not decided to pursue some type of learning or as a student. It may not be conventional, but, and I'm getting to the romance part, but the reason I'm bringing this up, I suggest if you decide to delay on something, I would suggest getting back into even as a workshop or a certification, something. I think it'd be really beneficial to you. And I do feel in the next 2 months and into August, but within the next 2 months, I see you completely being free to be in a really healthy relationship after what I see going through in the past with some situation, with this situation, one particular one, this other man I was talking about. I see you heading in a really great sense of joy and happiness around August time. You're going through a spiritual death, which is really positive. It's almost like for a long time, it's almost like being stabbed. It's just pain, by dying the spiritual death, you get to come back and start, like we're talking about numbers, it's coming back into the one, starting over. And like I said, I see you very much into your authentic self, and therefore picking some really great people are going to be really, drawn to you. I can't see a particular person right now, but I do know it's not the same type of person that you would normally be having a pattern towards. Do you follow me, Anne?
Yeah. So you're saying I missed somebody who came from the past, who was drawn to me, but I didn't want to deal with him?
No. I'm saying you wouldn't. Someone from your past, it doesn't work for you. It's someone I see that you know of. No. I'm saying no. Not that. I'm saying if anybody that you had any type of connection with, I see him flying in, flying out, but he's not. You're going through some really interesting changes right now, which are hard, but they're also going to put you into a really healthier place to get with. You know what you don't want. That's what my point is. And I see you heading in a really great direction by going through some pretty hard internalizing thing, but coming up. And really, I see you thriving in a good relationship. I see something from your past that isn't all that good, but I still see him, recently just coming back into the picture. It's somebody you know. You would know. No, I'm not saying that you should open yourself back up to that.
Okay.
Do you follow me?
There's nobody in the near future, but I'm going to be meeting people.
No, you're going to be opening yourself up to being in a much healthier relationship, what you deserve, not like you've had been in the past.
Okay.
Do you follow? And it's very positive. It's a process, but it's coming up. And I see you very happy, and it'll feel really good because you'll be attracted to the right people. Good. Healthy people.
Okay.
Okay? You have a lot
okay.
to look forward to. Okay. Thanks, Anne.
Okay. Thank you.
I think that was very good, Maureen. There's so much that, like you said, sometimes it's not about meeting one person, is it? It's about putting yourself in a place where you're meeting better relationships that form from the past yeah. where you were just at.
And you're attracted to the, and I know that also, well, you're attracted to healthier, that you can, you know, yeah.
It's tough, isn't it, to convince people sometimes the loneliness or the feeling that you have right now of not having somebody is a good thing.
Yes.
Right? It lets you know, sometimes it's tough to.
It's useful sacrifice is what I always call it. Yes. Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay, good. Yeah. All right. We are on again from Pennsylvania. Who is on from Pennsylvania?
Hi, it's Cheryl.
No, it's not. Who is this really?
Yeah,
don't tease us
because
we'll know
you.
If you're lying. Hi, Cheryl.
What?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm good. So what's going on tonight? What would you like to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about the relationship. Well, I don't know. Is it a relationship? I don't know. It's a guy that I'm seeing. He's kind of, how is wishy-washy the right term? I just want
yeah.
to see what you're picking up on it.
Well, that, I mean, so I don't know. You said like the relationship, so I don't know what it's been like in the past or whatever, but I also feel like I can be really direct and honest with you,
yeah.
so I'm gonna.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but yeah, when you say wishy-washy, I think he's being wishy-washy, but I think you're getting pulled into that. You know what I mean? Like you're kind of trying
yeah.
to go with the flow of letting him lead the relationship, but he's not leading. He's up and down and over and left and right, and you're kind of going through the same thing. So that all it does is just continue to regenerate itself. You know, so I think, and I don't know what your question is. I'm just throwing this out there for right now that we can talk about. Well, hang on a second. Let me finish the thought. So the thing is that so instead of getting dragged around, led by the nose, right, of just kind of waiting to see where it goes, I would recommend, and I think it's beginning to happen already from what I can see, but you getting back into your own vibration of where you're at, what you know, what you feel. Do you see what I mean? And then
yeah.
he's able to kind of go back and forth and left and right and do whatever he's going to do, and he'll either calm down or you'll see, yeah, it's not going anywhere. He's still in a maze. I can move forward right now. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
Okay. So so go ahead with your question, what else you were going to talk
well, that
about.
Was
that was just
question.
Some of the first
my
things
my
that came
question
up
was,
for me.
I guess the question is, like, it kind of started going, I think, in the right direction, but I'm not sure. I did get a little bit direct with him, and in fact, I have it kind of figured the next time we were going to get together, I was going to do more of the more direct, like, okay. But I guess, the question, I thought it was moving forward.
Right.
And right now, it just seems a little bit, I don't know, is it just a busy week and the holidays and getting families, you know, and,
well.
I know I was moving this week, so I wasn't exactly as available.
Yeah, but listen, no, okay, so stop right there. Let me stop you. Don't make excuses for it, because this could be any week out of the year, and you would be saying the same thing. Well, it was because of this, or it's, you know, it was Valentine's Day, or it was Easter this week, or I know he had a busy week, and I know I had a busy, you know what I mean? Like, you're always, you feel it go a certain way, and then when it doesn't happen, you're putting on justifications for that. So I would stop justifying it. I will confirm inside of you that, yes, it goes in the right direction, but then, again, he just veers off. It's almost like we're going in a really good place, and then all of a sudden, squirrel, you know, and then it just
yeah,
goes
exactly.
left to right? And so then you do that, and then everybody's going left and right. And up. So that's why I said that it's probably more beneficial to you first. I would make getting in your vibration, where you're at, what you know, what you want, first and foremost. And then one of two things is going to happen. He's going to come online with that, be on board with that, or he's not. And at least then you'll know. But as long as what keeps happening happens, you'll continue to justify, continue to say, well, it's because of this, or make excuses for it because you love him, because you care about this guy. And you know what I mean? There's right, really a right. connection there, and that's okay. The thing that really throws us off is that we have a connection with somebody, so we will do exactly what you're doing. It's okay if he drives all over town. We just need to go to the store. Store's down the street. But it's okay if we go up and opposite 2 blocks, 3 miles, 4 miles that way, and then come back. And that's okay, because I know we're still going to the store. And you, yeah. as long as you have that connection, it's okay to have that connection with somebody, but not necessarily meaning that you're supposed to be together. That's the one thing that I have found that throws so many people off is I have this feeling for a guy, and so I feel this thing for a person, and I feel it strongly, and I feel like I'm compelled to do something about it. And so then one of two things happens. We feel like we have to really make this work. And the other thing that happens is the fact that we don't give ourselves enough credit, or we think there's a scarcity of love. And what if this, you know, I've been looking for somebody for a long time, and I finally got somebody I'm connected with. That doesn't happen all the time. So I should hang on to this, because what if I don't feel this connected or as connected with somebody else? You see what I mean? And so then we'll hang on to it and really try to make it work in our lives. And we just need to understand and open up that we don't have, there isn't a scarcity of love. There's 7 billion people around on this planet. If you have this connection with one person, you can have it with all people. Some, whatever type of connection, a connection that says, yeah, I need to stay away from you, you know, or you remind me too much of my mother or my father or whatever, or a connection that just, that says we are totally coming from the same place. And then it all moves forward naturally. You don't come from a place of confusion. You don't come from a place that says, I thought it was, and then it wasn't. See, your intuition is right on. You are saying to yourself right now that you don't know intuitively where the relationship's going, and yet you described it to me very accurately. You know what I mean? In other words, you're thinking there's something wrong with your guidance system because you're like, it was going this way, and then all of a sudden it went left. And so I don't know. I'm all screwed up. No, you're not. The relationship is going this way and that way, and it was going in the right direction, and you felt this. So you are very accurate, and you're right on with what you're feeling from it. It's just now what to do about it, right? Do you see what I'm saying? Does all that make sense so far? Well, you see what I mean?
So my feel, because I was thinking it was going well. Like, I think things, I was thinking that it was turning to the right direction, you know, with, you know, the way new relationships start. So is that, are you saying that that's accurate, and just to be patient and to continue doing what I'm doing, and kind of, you know, showing what I need, I guess?
It's a matter of not necessarily patience, because that means you're waiting for him to calm down. We don't know if he is. Right? He may not. He may continue to do what he does for a while, but you're going to find out quicker if you calm down. Don't allow yourself to be, you know, going left and right and doing everything that he's doing. You stand from the place of what you know and feel in the relationship and what you want from the relationship. You stay solid in that and let him do whatever he's going to do.
Oh,
do you
okay.
see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily patience as so much as it is concentrating on your own vibration and where you're coming from. You
right.
see what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
and then,
which
yes,
is,
insights.
It's kind of what I've been doing. I just tend to overanalyze everything. So
then and again,
really
you know,
good,
you and everybody
wait,
else
was
in the
really
world.
Good, or
so.
What?
Yeah, I mean, just, yeah, everybody does. Everybody overthinks things too much. Because again, something will happen and we think, okay, I know I felt this, but I could be wrong. And what about this? And then we just overanalyze and continue to think so much about it. And we don't have to. Usually our gut instinct and our first intuitive knowingness is pretty right on, you know, so we don't have to overanalyze. You're very intuitive and you're usually spot on, but you're right. What happens? Your mind gets in the way and it starts taking all of it. And then you're confused and allowing again, because you're coming from a confusing place with him. So, not so much patience, but smooth out your ride. Let him take the bumpy path if he wants, but smooth out your ride, and then you'll have that intuitiveness that says, he's going to keep doing this, and I just need to move on, or I can sense him changing and calming down now, and it looks like we'll still be headed in the right direction. You know what I mean? It'll just feel more solid.
Yeah.
See? Okay?
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. All right. Take
okay,
care,
have
Sarah.
A good night.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So Brenda, I think you're coming up next.
Very nice.
I was kind of involved in my reading, but is it right that said that we have somebody in the chat room, or Maureen said that somebody has a...
No, I don't think so.
Actually, Gaz, but I asked him because it had something to do with what I had said in a call, with him last week or whatever. So I think it was better to address it if I do that, off the show.
Absolutely.
So,
okay.
Uh-huh. So I guess that no more calls, but I want to say I really felt it was wonderful energy in the chat. It always is, but it seems like it always gets better and better.
Yeah, the chat room was really smoking hot.
Well, we have our regulars in there. And
But also people that have been coming back. And Dee, I'm sorry, I was trying to articulate the best I could. I know it probably, but hopefully maybe it'll make sense later to you. Anyway, so yes, I wanted to thank everybody for coming in. Great energy going on there. Thanks, Bobby, for a great show.
Thanks, Bobby. That was a great show.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you. I just love working with you guys and being a huge part of all of this. So thank you again. And, thanks to all of our people who showed up in the chat room. And everybody, of course, listening that brings another into one of our shows. And then Doug, of course, keeping online with the timing and commercials and producing and getting our guests on the phone and keeping everything straight. We must have done something right because he didn't type in all capital letters tonight. So I think we must have done all right.
He liked us tonight.
I know.
So next week, Steve will actually be with us. And he sent me a script for his show.
I know what it is. I know.
Oh, tell us.
It's the magic of metaphysics.
Oh, the magic of metaphysics.
Indeed. With a Harry Potter on top.
Oh, nice. Very good. So join us next week for that when Steve will be co-hosting our show, of course, on Thursdays. And we'll send out our normal invites like we normally do. And you can also be a part of us on Facebook. But, so again, thanks to everyone who chatted with us in the room and everybody who listened and called in and all of that, producing wonderful topics for us to talk about. So thank you so much to everyone. And on behalf of myself, Maureen, Brenda, goodbye and have a wonderful week.